everybody. This is
Blog Talk Reverend Radio.
I'm never sure if that's actually going to happen. So I am really excited that we're here again tonight. This is Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen, and it's been 6 weeks since I've been on the air and have had a chance to talk to you all. So I'm really looking forward to having some interaction tonight, having folks call in. Our topic for tonight, the thing that I want us to think about, it's summer. It's a time of year when a lot of people are out and about and they're traveling different places. And I know the reason why I wasn't on the air for the last 6 weeks was that almost three of those I was traveling. So it's been an exciting time to be out and moving around and seeing the world. And it really made me think about what is it about travel that's so important to me. How much time, you know, do I spend traveling, and why? Why does it really, you know, get me going? Or as one of my friends says, you know, why does it make me sparkle? What is it about travel that's just so so important to me? It's not just about, you know, going to new places, I don't think, and experiencing new things. I think it's more about going to new places and really appreciating the beauty of those places and really being able to take the opportunity to sit back, take a deep breath, and experience the beauty in nature. And so if you'd like to call in and join our conversation tonight, the call-in number is area code 646-716-9397. Again, that's 646-716-9397. Travel is one of those things that's for me that is it's deeply personal and it's deeply spiritual. I wanted to read a quote that a friend of mine had posted on her Facebook page earlier this week, and I just thought it was fabulous. It's a quote by Mark Twain, and the quote says, and I'm going to give Evelyn Del Serra a shout out for posting this on her Facebook page, but the quote that she put up was, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness, and many of our people need it sorely on these accounts. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime." Mark Twain. What a great quote. I mean, it's a great way to think about one of the benefits of travel, of getting out of our own little corner of the world and seeing something new. One thing that I often think about is that travel doesn't have to be exotic. You don't have to leave the country. You just have to leave what's normal for you, leave what is, you know, comfortable and the things that we see all the time. I think, you know, too often we get comfortable in where we are. And I love how going to a new place sort of shocks us out of this space of being in the, of seeing but not really seeing, of listening. And I'm excited that we often get the opportunity to think about things in a different way when we see different things. And I think we do have our first caller, so I'm going to bring you live and give you an opportunity to jump in. Caller, are you there?
Hi, this is Anna. I didn't expect to be first.
Hi, Anna.
I'm going to switch phones so I can hear you a little better.
Okay, great.
Okay. It's the first time I heard your show, so you tell me what you do, ask a question, or shall I ask a question, or how do you work?
Yeah, what we were just talking about travel as a spiritual practice, and I just wanted to get some input from our listeners about what does travel mean to you? What does it look like for you? How is that an important piece, or is it something that you use to connect with your own spirituality or your own divinity?
Right now, about all I'm doing is astral traveling because I haven't been able to really leave home base for some time. And
okay.
I enjoy some travel, not long, too long distance, but I do. And it's very enriching, I think. But I've been focused on more material matters. And I just wondered, are you doing readings or?
Yes, I will do some readings. I was actually just thinking about, you mean spiritual readings? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, whatever you do. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I do spiritual coaching. I don't do readings per se. I do coaching with clients who want to deepen their own understanding of their spirituality and what God means to them. So I have a coaching practice that I use that does that. And it's a great time for me to just let all of our folks know that in my practice, this is part of one of the ways that I can let folks know exactly the kind of coaching that I do. But to all of the listeners of Spiritually Speaking, I am offering a 50% discount for the first 10 folks who want to sign up for an ongoing coaching session with me. So I'm just throwing that out there. I do. I do have a website. Thanks, Anna. It's always tough for me to remember to talk about it on the air, but it's www.seedspiritualcoaching. That's seed, like S-E-E-D, spiritualcoaching.com. And seed stands for spiritual energy, engagement, and direction. And that's really the core of the coaching that I do.
Are you you're a reverend minister, are you?
I am. I'm an ordained Christian minister, and I'm a certified professional coach.
So you don't actually do psychic readings if you're a Christian. You're not a Christian psychic, in other words.
I'm not a Christian psychic. No, I don't do those kinds of readings.
Some are, yeah. I'm in spiritual practices, too, but I have a little more involvement in spiritualism and all that. But I will check out your website, and I'll listen for more information.
Great. Thanks, Anna. Thanks for calling.
I thank you. Good luck to you.
Thanks. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Great to have Anna on the line with us tonight. That was great. Thank you, Anna, for calling. I was, I know that in so many ways, spirituality means different things to different people. And as I shared with Anna, I am an ordained Christian minister, and that's a big part of who I am and what I bring to my coaching. But I want to help folks to develop what they feel is their vocation in life. You know, where do they connect most deeply with their life's purpose, with what they feel that God or spirit is calling them to do and to be in the world. And so that's a big part of the work that I do with spiritual coaching, and that's spiritual energy engagement and direction. And I'm really looking forward to getting a chance to talk perhaps to more of you about our topic tonight, which is sort of that, how is travel or coming at having new experiences, even if they're not travel experiencing something new, help you to be more present, be more mindful of the of what you're looking at and the way that it impacts you. How are you affected when you enter new experiences? These are also some of the things that I'd like to talk about tonight. When we got together 6 weeks ago, I shared a little piece from my friend Brian McLaren's book, Naked Spirituality. And he has a piece in that book where he talks about behold. And the word behold is a very biblical word, but that it lays out, you know, for folks what it is that it's more than look and see. Right? This is how he describes it. He said, behold is our simple word for the practice of meditation. It's a call to notice, not just to glance. It's an invitation to open your eyes, blink, linger, and see in a new way. It is to normal seeing what listening is to normal hearing, or what concentrating is to normal thinking. Behold evokes focused attention, a holding of what is seen, so it can be slowly savored. Behold is, in this sense, a word uttered first to our own souls. Look and see, we say to ourselves. Notice, be aware, watch, appreciate. Maybe, just maybe, there's more going on here than you've ever seen before. But behold is more than talking to ourselves. As we summon ourselves to attention, we acknowledge to God that what God has been trying to show us is finally coming into focus. So behold is a prayer indeed. Ah, Lord, now I see it. It was there all along, but I didn't get it. Wow, amazing, beautiful, wonderful. Behold. All of these words arise from what Christian mystics called non-dual seeing, non-dual thinking, or the contemplative mind. By practicing this new way of seeing, we turn the calendar page, as it were, to begin a new year. Behold. When I say that word, what does it conjure up in your mind's eye? Where is a place that you have been where you that has just caught your breath away, where you've seen something that just has shifted how you look at other things? It's the beauty that just you perhaps it might be seeing the Grand Canyon for the first time. I remember going there. I went there for my 40th birthday. This is my 40th birthday trip. I'd never seen the Grand Canyon. And as one of my friends says, this is something that does not disappoint. It was just stunning. And I had seen pictures, and I had read, studied about the Grand Canyon when I was growing up as a child in school. And yet, looking at that, stepping to the edge of the canyon and just looking for as far as the eye could see, the beauty of that image was just stunning, and it took my breath away, and it really caused me to revisit, you know, how do I look at things? How do I look at things in my daily life? How do I look past the things that I'm so used to seeing in my daily life without really paying attention? And I think that's one of the things, at least for me, that travel really does. It gives me an opportunity to see things in a new way and to really pay attention. So to join our conversation, go ahead and call in. The call-in number is 646 716 9397. It's 646-716-9397. And I'm looking forward to getting some feedback from you, our listeners, about what kinds of things have caught your breath away, what has really made you look at things in a different way. As I said, while I was gone over the last 6 weeks, we spent some time in France. And it was the first time I had ever been to France, that I had ever been in the country and really sort of been surrounded by French-speaking people. And I think it's an incredibly important thing to do at some point in your life, to go to a country where you don't speak the language and learn a little survival French, if you can say please and s'il vous plaît, and thank you, merci, merci beaucoup. As I learned, an important word in the French language is voilà, which actually means here it is, or behold, voilà, that you can get a long way. And fortunately, as English speakers, we're very blessed. There are a lot of people, particularly folks who work in the tourist industries and the hospitality industries, that do speak English. So now, when you go to a country where the primary language is not English, very often you will find folks who speak at least some English. And if you try to speak some of their language, that goes a long way in goodwill and really trying to enter into the culture in as much as you can when it's a short trip. I really enjoy going places where I can go, and if it's a possibility to be able to go and say, hey, this is a place that I'd really love to live for 6 weeks or 8 weeks or 3 months. I haven't had that opportunity. I'm hoping that at some point in my life I'll get the opportunity to go and really sort of immerse myself in a culture of my choice in that way. Because I think it really is the way that you get to meet people and get to know people. One thing that surprised Gavin, my husband, and I on our trip was that we met a couple who are American expatriates who are living in France full-time in their retirement, Michael and Susan, and they were just lovely. They're friends of one of the innkeepers. We like to, when we travel, we like to stay at bed and breakfast, and it's really a wonderful way to travel in Europe, because you do get to at least meet more people than you would if you were staying at a hotel. But so we met Michael and Susan, and they invited us over to their home that they're in the process of renovating in the Loire Valley in France, and it was just really beautiful. It was really nice to be able to connect with another American family who are living, who have chosen to live in France in their retirement. They are actually from not very far from here. I'm in New York City. They were living in Ridgefield, Connecticut, and it was a really remarkable thing to just get an opportunity to kind of hear their story and learn about why it is that they decided to sort of immerse themselves in the French culture now that they're in their retirement years. So that was a really wonderful experience, and it was so wonderful of them to really open up their home to us and to open up their hearts to us. And it was just a really beautiful time, and it was a great time to visit and to make some new friends as we travel. I have to say that's one of the benefits for me of traveling is getting to meet people and to making new friends. So if you've had that experience, want to talk a little bit more about it, the call-in number, I'm going to give it to you again. It's 646-716-9397, 646-716-9397. And if you just indicate that you're interested in joining the queue, I will be happy to bring you on live and have you share some of your travel experiences. I know that it's probably a bit of a predilection because Gavin and I are both pastors, but we do visit cathedrals and churches whenever we're traveling through Europe. And I have to say that is just some of the most beautiful architecture and just beautiful art, and art that dates back from the Middle Ages, the late first century. It's just really remarkable, especially when you live in the United States and we become accustomed to having, no more than 400 years of history, and here, something that is 400 years old in France is that's kind of medium old. It's not really old. But we love going into the churches, seeing the religious arts, the religious icons, the beauty of the detail that is just that was created, and these cathedrals were built in a time and without the benefit of, cranes and power tools, and they were using simple machines that they were, and lots of human power. And the amazing thing was that they were able to build these enormous and cathedrals that are just high and vaulted. And in the Middle Ages, they learned how to support the walls externally so that they could create these beautiful shapes that really the intention of the builders was to focus the congregation's eyes upward towards heaven. And so you walk in this space and you are automatically drawn upward toward a vision of what some might believe to be a vision of heaven. So your eyes are brought heavenward, you're really challenged to see the beauty of that's created in the stained glass windows, in the ornate fixtures and art pieces that sort of surround the front of the church and the chancel, and certainly in medieval times and in times when these buildings were being built, most of the congregants who were there did not speak Latin. So the priests were doing the Mass in Latin, and the congregants knew the Mass, but they didn't maybe necessarily understand the Mass. And they understood their practice, their religious practice, but they may not have understood every one of the words. And if the priest was giving a homily, and the homily was also in Latin, they may not have understood that, but they understood the visualization. They understood the passion story that's portrayed in so many of the windows. They understand the significance of Jesus and the apostles and Mary and the image of God. I'm thinking back to when we were in Italy, and the image the painting by Michelangelo on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, where God is portrayed as this man who's reaching down from heaven to touch the hand of Adam, of humanity. And it's hard to see these images outside of seeing them in a book, seeing them live, seeing them being in the space, and really not be moved by that. Again, I'm going to give you our call-in number if you would like to join our conversation. The guest call-in number is 646-716-9397, 646-716-9397. This is Blog Talk Radio. This is Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Zen, and we'd really love to have you join in our conversation. I know that another way that I really connect with God in my travels, or just as I'm out of my day-to-day routine, is hiking. One of the things that I enjoyed most when I was living a bit closer to the Blue Ridge Mountains in Virginia and North Carolina was going hiking in the mountains and just being among nature. And I know for a lot of folks, that's really when they feel that they are able to connect with God, when there is when we're able to see God in nature, in the beauty of nature, in all of the beauty of our natural surroundings in the mountains. If you like the mountains, I often have a similar experience if I'm on the beach and walking along the beach, and there's just something about the power of being in that space and walking along the beach, whether it's in the morning when the sun is coming up, if you're on the East Coast, or when the sun is setting, if you're on the West Coast, or just at night when there's a full moon or a clear sky and many, many stars, and there's something about being in being within the power of the ocean, and just experiencing the waves crashing on shore, experiencing that power. And for me, it's one more way that I experience God and Spirit in my life. In a way that's very natural, but it really does bring it home for me. As I said, one of the things that I do in my coaching practice is help folks to use spiritual practices. Travel might be one of those spiritual practices, but using practices of prayer and meditation and being present to their own experience in life in order to connect them more deeply to the God of their understanding, and at the same time help connect them to who it is and what it is that they feel that that God is calling them to do and to be in the world. What is your true vocation? What is it? What lights you up? You know, what makes you smile? What makes you want to jump out of bed in the morning and go to work because it's something that you get to do? And for me, that is that's coaching. That's working in ministry. That's providing pastoral care to people who are in need. It's visiting. It's connecting. It's the thing that I know that God has created me to do, and the ministry that I am called to in the world. And I'm so passionate about that, and I'm so passionate about getting to share that with you, both here on Blog Talk Radio, on the Life Coach Radio Network, as well as to be able to share that with my clients. That, as I mentioned when Anna called, I have a special offer that I'm giving to all of the listeners of Blog Talk Radio, that if you connect and you let me know that you were listening to my show, we can, I'm willing to do a half price special, which is $250 a month, and for the next 4 months, and I want to do that for 10 of my listeners. So the first 10 folks who contact me through my website or through email, my website, I'll give it to you again, is www.seedspiritualcoaching.com. That's S-E-E-D, spiritualcoaching.com. And you can contact me through the website. You also can email me at jennifer@seedspiritualcoaching.com. So multiple ways that you might want to connect with me. You're also, you know, open to calling me, and my number can be found on my website. But I'm really hoping that I'll be able to connect with some of our listeners on a more one-to-one basis, because I think that having a coach and working with someone and helping, having someone to walk with you through the journey of, you know, what is my life's purpose? What is that that I'm going to get to do that's going to just light me up and make me shine and really give my gift to the world? I get so excited when I'm working with someone and I just see the way that they've opened up to new possibilities and to new ways of thinking, even about the work that they're presently doing. It doesn't necessarily mean that you, working with a life purpose coach or a spiritual coach means that you're going to end up in a different line of work. It very well could mean that, but it might not mean that at all. It might mean that you're simply looking at what you're doing and doing what you're doing and showing up to do what you do in a different way and in a way that really does make your life so much more meaningful. It's exciting to me. I think about Dr. King and the way that he talked about folks being the best at what they did. You know, he said if you're a street cleaner, you should be the best street cleaner that you could possibly be. That we honor God when we are the best at what we do, and that we work and we play and we live our lives in such a way that brings joy to the world, that brings gladness to the world. That, you know, there's a great quote, and I can't remember who it's by at this point, but you certainly want to live your life so that your passing brings no joy to the world. And there's a lot of issues our world is facing, our country is facing, and it's very easy, I think, to just play small, stay in your own stuff, say, I'm not branching out, not going anywhere, too scary out there, I'm going to play it safe, I'm going to play it small. But I'm here to tell you that the world needs your gift. And if you're sitting there listening tonight and you don't believe it, please give me a call. Go on my website. Contact me. We'll have our first conversation will be completely free, and we'll just talk about what it is that that you need to do. What would it take for you to really play big and to be able to live into the life that God really intends for us? Because I truly believe with all of my heart that God wants every single one of us to flourish. God wants us to be who we are, to play big, to live our lives in such a way that we bring joy to others, that we bring joy in our own life, that we have fulfilled relationships with our families, with our children, that we do meaningful work, that we're doing work that good, that we've got balance between our work life and our home life. So I encourage you, if you're interested in trying this out, it's a great time to do it. I'm just going to take the first 10 people, but make sure to get in contact with me. It's half price for the first 4 months, July through the end of October. So I look forward to talking with many of you in the coming days and weeks. Again, if you want to join our conversation, if you have a comment, if you have a question, if you want to know more about spiritual coaching and what this is, if you want to talk about travel, you want to talk about your experience today walking down the street, give me a call. The number is 646-716-9397. Again, it's 646-716-9397. I also want to tell you about an event that I'm going to be speaking at this summer that I'm really excited about. It's the Wild Goose Festival. My friend Rebecca and I are going to be doing a session of volunteer speakers and musicians at the Wild Goose Festival. It's a festival, an outdoor festival for progressive Christians. It's in the hills of North Carolina. So depending on where you are, it could be some travel. It could be some being out in nature. It definitely will be an opportunity for folks to connect, to learn, to talk to one another. There will be authors, well-known authors, who those of you who sort of swim in these progressive Christian waters may recognize. Brian McLaren, whose pieces I've read on this show and this show before. Nadia Bolz-Weber, who's an incredible Lutheran pastor, young woman, very bright, very articulate, very on to, you know, what is real and getting real with the gospel. I'm so looking forward to seeing so many people. Eric Elness, who does Darkwood Brew, and I would recommend you doing that. That's also another blog radio show that he does on Sunday evenings, where he's got a guest that comes on, and you should go to Google with Darkwood Brew to learn more about that. And it's just going to be remarkable. We're going to have musicians. There's going to be musicians and authors and artists and speakers and conversations and, you know, just the opportunity to mix and mingle and to be with other folks who are on this spiritual journey. And so if you're interested in going to Wild Goose, one of the benefits that I get to provide as a speaker is that if you're interested, you can get a 20% off of your registration. I can give you the promo code. The promo code for Wild Goose, if you're interested in getting a ticket, is Wild Goose 13. So just remember, it's the year 13 and Wild Goose 13, all one number. If you want to be Facebook friends, I would encourage you to find me on Facebook, Jennifer Hope Kotler, and you'll see the Wild Goose Festival promo button on my Facebook page. But just know you can also reach out to me through my website. I can send you the promo code along so that you can register. We want to get as many people there as possible. It's a great way to go on a vacation this summer, to do it with a lot of really great people in an atmosphere that's very positive, very excited, you know, lots of great artistic energy and spiritual energy. And I hope that that we can get as many people there as possible. It's already... The ticket sales are going well. We're going to have a ton of folks there. Folks are going to be tent camping, and it's going to be a long weekend. It starts on August 8th, 2013, and it goes until Sunday, August 11th, 2013. So I'd love to see folks there. It would be so much fun, and I'm so excited that I'm going to be going, that Rebecca's going to be going, my husband's going to be going, we're going to be contributing, and we're going to be able to, you know, receive, get these wonderful, hear these wonderful speakers, enter into conversations. The beauty of this is that there's no hierarchy. Everybody's on equal footing. So we just mingle around and we listen and we talk and we share and we sing and we just really enjoy the beauty of the surroundings and the beauty that's inherent in other people. And, you know, just, you know, kind of getting back to tonight's topic on travel and why travel helps me deepen my spirituality. It has so much to do with meeting new people and with connecting with people who I've never met before, who may bring a very different perspective on the world than I hold. But being able to hear and to experience their perspective while at the same time being open to that and being able to share my perspective, I think that for me is what the joy of travel really is all about. It's connecting with people, even in a small way, that enables me to see the divinity, to see God in that person. And I love holding people in that light. I love experiencing folks in that way so that I know that what they, you know, who they are is what God is has called them to do and to be in this moment. So again, if you're listening and you want to call in and join the conversation, the call-in number is area code 646-716-9397, 646-716-9397. And you are listening to Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen. I also like to dream big about where might I be able to go? Where will I see, where have I not been in the world that I really, excuse me, am excited to go and experience things that I had perhaps seen in books or in movies but had never seen live. I have to say, I went to the Musée d'Orsay in Paris, and this wonderful collection of paintings there. And the one that struck me, that really took my breath away as we were walking through the museum, was one of Van Gogh's Starry Night paintings. And I'd seen those in books, I'd seen, you know, reproductions, but there really is something special about seeing the real thing right in front of you in a way that enables you to see it again for the first time. And I think that that often that's what travel does. It allows us to see things that we have seen before, but because it's a different context, because it's a different culture, because we haven't experienced it in exactly this way before, there's enough of a shift that enables us to think about it and to think about it in a different way. So I have that image in my mind's eye and the experience of walking in and just really feeling like, oh my goodness, this really did take my breath away. I really was surprised to experience that in that way. This was something that I thought was familiar. I thought I knew how that would be. I could imagine, okay, I'm going to walk into this room and I'm going to see this painting that I've seen before, and it's not really going to affect me because I can imagine what that looks like. But I love that experience of, I'm not sure what this looks like. I'm not sure about this. I'm not, it's different than what I was expecting. And it might not be a huge difference. It might just be a small shift, but it's enough to shift your experience and help you to open up to seeing any number of things in a different way. And that was very much a part of this whole trip. If you want to join in, join the conversation, our guest calling number is 646-716-9397, 646-716-9397. Of course, if you're listening to the archive broadcast of this, I don't think I have to say that probably won't be picking up when you're listening to it, but I do hope that many of you are listening to this as an archived broadcast. That's the beauty of Blog Talk Radio, is that you don't have to be at your computer, you don't have to be on the phone at the very minute that it's being broadcast. You can go back and listen to it at your leisure. I know for one, my husband's got a meeting tonight. He was looking forward to trying to be able to be on the line tonight, or at least be able to listen live. Not going to happen. Other things get in the way. Life gets in the way. We are all live really busy lives. And this is why having a spiritual coach, having a life coach who's working with you to really enhance your spirituality, to be open to meditation, to be open to prayer, to open up life in a different way, is just really can be very key in your experience of life. I know that it has been very helpful for me in working with my coach to be very present. One of the things that we do is that we work on a check-in. You know, how am I experiencing life physically? How am I experiencing life mentally? How am I experiencing life, you know, in its abstract, but also how am I experiencing life spiritually? What is that? How is that for me? How can I articulate that? And it's something that comes with practice, something that comes when we are intentional about being present, both in our everyday life, and meditation certainly can help us to be more present in all other areas of our life. I love the spillover effect that meditation has. Meditation, you know, the time when you come to just quiet your heart and your soul and your spirit, and you bring yourself into a meditative state, even if it's for only a couple of minutes, slow your mind down, slow your heart down, slow your spirit down. Allow yourself to be open to the presence of the divine, the presence of spirit, the presence of God in your life. To just experience that presence. And as you meditate, as you learn to and are able to meditate for longer periods, you can start to experience the world differently. This is why, you know, folks who are deeply spiritual people, Mother Teresa, the Dalai Lama, you know, just wonderful, deeply meditative, spiritual individuals, they're present in the world in a different way, because, you know, you can choose, we can always choose to see everything as a miracle, or we can choose to see nothing as a miracle. And I think the more that you meditate, the more that we come into the presence of the divine, of the spirit, of God, then we're able to be present in the rest of our lives in a different way. We can be present to our spouses in a different way. We can be present to our friends in a different way. We can be present to our parents, to our children, to our nieces and nephews, to our aunts and uncles, to all of the people, our coworkers, our our friends, the people that we run into the grocery store. You can be present for them in a different way. And it can bring a certain joy to your life that just comes from your ability to be there in the moment and not be, you know, I'm at the grocery store, but I'm already thinking about the 15 other things that I've got to do before I get done with my day. So in this hour, we've got 9 minutes left. If you want to call in, have some last words for me, I'd love to hear from you. The call-in number, again, is 646-716-9397, 646-716-9397. You want to talk about some last words about your travel plans, about anything that you're going to be doing, any practices that you're using right now that really enable you to experience the divine in a different way or to be different in life. One of the things that we talk often about in coaching is showing up. You know, how are you going to choose to show up in any experience that you have? And I think that through meditation, it's been my experience that through meditation, it enables me to show up as the person that I want to show up as in any particular situation, that I want to be, live my life in a way that enables me to be present for other people and to live in the moment and to live with a deep sense of calling and understanding that this is where God is calling me to be now. Now, I might not necessarily understand it. I might not know why I'm in the midst of the valley, so to speak. I mean, there certainly are so many challenges and so many folks who are out there who are experiencing financial and family and career challenges and that's hard. That's really hard. And it's often very, very difficult to make sense of that. But that's one of the things that we do in spiritual coaching is to try and make sense of that. To not saying that everything that that happens maybe happens for a reason. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe there are really some random things that happen in the world. How can God, how can spirit, how can divinity use those experiences, use those challenges that we're having in order to help move us forward, to help move us to where we're being called to be? Not that they're being caused by God, but can God, can the spirit use those to move us forward? And that's you know, that's just a question. That's one of the things that I want us to think about on one of our future broadcasts. We've got a number of shows lined up as we kind of wrap our show up tonight. I want to talk a little bit about the schedule that's coming up. I'm going to be on the... I'm going to be on the air on July 1st. Then I'll be on July 29th. Then I'll be on the 12th of August and the 26th of August. So those are the next four shows that we've got scheduled. I encourage you to check on my website to see when things are going to come up. I'll try and I'll be posting there what the upcoming topics for conversations are going to be. I know that maybe some of you tonight have had some technical issues. I'm not sure what that is about, but we'll try and get those resolved before the next broadcast. And that may well be why there are fewer callers, and I'll find out once this is all over in the next 5 minutes, if, you know, what has been the challenge for some of you this evening. But I'm really hopeful that if nothing else, if the live listening was a challenge, that perhaps the archive listens will be a better experience for folks. So again, the next show will be on July 1st, Monday, July 1st at 8 p.m., then on Monday, July 29th at 8, and then on August 12th at 8, and August 26th at 8. August 12th show will be all about the Wild Goose Recap. So if any of you are, again, interested in learning more about the Wild Goose Festival, just Google Wild Goose Festival, and it'll take you right to the website. If you're interested in learning more about the festival or wanting to use the promo code, just get in touch with me, go on the website, send me a message, say, Jen, can you please send us the promo code for Wild Goose, and I'll be happy to do that. We just want to get as many folks there as possible. It's going to be a great, great, great weekend, and I think that for those of you who are on a spiritual journey, you'll find it highly enriching and very, very, very satisfying. So I hope that you'll consider that. Also, just keep in mind, too, as you travel this summer, drop me a note. Send me a, you know, drop me a note through my website. Send me an email. Give me a call. Let me know what your experience of traveling this summer has been. How has that been a spiritual experience for you? What did it look like when you say that it was a spiritual experience? So I do have another caller that will help us wrap things up. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm just going to call in anonymously.
Okay. Well, you know, you can call in as my partner in crime at Wild Goose, since I was just talking
okay,
about
good.
Wild Goose.
I wasn't sure. So good. That's good. That's good. Yeah, I just wanted to say hi, and I love your show, and I'm so excited, and I hope that all of those out there listening will come to Wild Goose and listen to you be your amazing and brilliant self, and then I'll, you know, play some songs too.
Yeah, Rebecca's, I don't know that I'm going to be my amazing, brilliant self without Rebecca and her
not
amazing, brilliant self joining in and playing the music. I'm really excited to get to collaborate with you in that way and get
wait.
To spend that time together because it is. It's going to be a really great weekend, and I think I probably have been rambling on about Wild Goose, but it's going to be a really good time. So
no
I'm hoping
rambling.
That no rambling. Okay, good. But
no, it's great.
So, well, thanks, Rebecca.
Yeah,
thanks
so Jen.
Much.
I love you,
okay.
And we'll talk soon.
Okay, take care.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. So, just to wrap things up, I've got a little over a minute left, but I just want to make sure that you've got my website. This is Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen. My website is www.seedspiritualcoaching.com, S-E-E-D, spiritualcoaching.com. My email is jennifer@seedspiritualcoaching.com. And don't forget that just for listeners of Spiritually Speaking, I'm running a special for spiritual coaching for the first 10 folks who contact me and let me know that they heard about this offer. My coaching is 50% off just for the first 10 people and just for the first 4 months, July through October. And I look forward to talking to folks then and working through any spiritual issues that they may have. So it'll be $250 a month. For those 4 months. So I look forward to talking to you all soon. God bless and spirit bless, and I will Know that you will be in my mind and my heart as we move forward this week. Take care, and I will talk to you on July 1st. Bye-bye.